I beg your indulgence, Lady Rhea.
Inside, Vistara was cringing at the punishment she would no doubt receive for disagreeing with her master. But she had to be sure that Lady Rhea was fully apprised of Ship's attitude. The mission might depend on it later.
But I don't think that Ship actually wants us here. He keeps trying to push me away.
To Vistara's surprise, Lady Rhea actually smiled.
Of course it does. It wants to make certain we're worthy.
Vistara saw at once what her master was thinking.
You believe our presence here has something to do with the return?
Exactly.
Lady Rhea's eyes shone with approval.
Ship has been preparing us all along.
Vistara had to agree. It seemed very possible. According to Kashiri myth, a species of mysterious destructors return to the galaxy every few eons to wipe out civilization and return all beings to their natural primitive states. Through a combination of historical accident and fate, the Lost Tribe's Sith ancestors had crash-landed on Kesh more than 5 millennia earlier, and the Kashiri natives had greeted the survivors as the legendary protectors, destined to defend their world when the destructors returned. At first, the Sith had viewed the myth as nothing more than a convenient way of holding dominion over a much larger native population. But as the centuries passed, their descendants had started to uncover archaeological evidence suggesting that the myth was actually historical fact. Eventually, the Lost Tribe had come to accept that their act of deception was, after all, their destiny. And now, here they were, led to a place of darkness by a ship as old as the Sith themselves. A place that had obviously been constructed by beings who possessed power and knowledge beyond imagining. Was it a leap of logic to believe that Ship had led them here for a purpose? Vistara inclined her head to her master.
Your wisdom outshines the sun above, Lady Rhea. I see no reason Ship would have led us to such a world, if not to bestow on us the might that we need.
She let the sentence drop off, as she suddenly did see another reason Ship might have brought them to such a place.
Vistara?
Lady Rhea used the force to shake her arm.
Is something wrong?
I don't know,
Vistara confessed. She turned to look Lady Rhea directly in the eye.
I just had a thought, one that must be wrong.
Lady Rhea frowned, for this phrasing was the only acceptable way for an apprentice to disagree with one's master.
Why must that be?
Because I'm sure you have already thought of this possibility and dismissed it,
Vistara said.
But what if Ship brought us here because this is the home of the destructors?
Vistara knew by the way that Lady Rhea's eyes hardened that she hadn't thought of that possibility, but she was disturbed enough by the idea that she didn't even bother to pretend otherwise.
You have an alarming imagination, Vistara.
Lady Rhea remained lost in thought for a moment, then said,
Very well. Why would Ship lead us to the home of the destructors?
What if Ship has been their servant all along?
Vistara asked.
If the destructors were aware of the tribe's destiny, what better way to preempt it than to send an agent to lead us into their grasp?
A sound tactic.
Lady Rhea gestured for them to begin climbing again, then followed close behind as Vistara circled around the bed of barbed roots.
But we are not the tribe. What would the destructors gain by destroying one frigate full of warriors?
Vistara furrowed her brow. That was a problem.
You're correct, of course. A spy is worth nothing to an enemy if he is not in their house.
And why would Ship have come to us in the first place?
Lady Rhea pressed.
The tribe was trapped on Kesh, but now we roam the galaxy at will. Ship has done nothing more but make us stronger.
True, Vistara said. But now our focus is on the Jedi, not the destructors. The goal may be to keep us looking in one direction when we should be looking in the other.
Then what are we doing here?
Lady Rhea asked.
If this is the home of the Destructors, ship has done nothing but draw our attention to it.
And reveal its location, Vistara added, seeing the weakness of her own argument. I apologize, Lady Rhea. I have done nothing but fill your head with foolish notions.
Our enemies sometimes have foolish notions, Vistara, and it is good to understand them.
As Lady Rhea spoke, they crested the shoulder of the volcano and saw ahead the dark outcropping that was their destination.
Do continue thinking on this, and fill my head with any other foolish notions you may have.
As you wish, Vistara promised. Thank you for not thinking poorly of me for suggesting such nonsense.
There's no need for gratitude,
Lady Rhea said.
Just be careful not to voice your foolish suggestions where others can overhear. We do have our reputations to consider.